Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, sir.
And what was the reason?
I work at a public library, and we just found out about 30 minutes ago that one of our employees tested positive for COVID, and we wanted to know what the procedure, what the recommendation is now. We haven't seen her since Tuesday last week, so it's been 6 days since we've been in contact with her, and she just tested positive today.
Okay, just a moment.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm trying to see if there's anything specifically about the libraries. Just a moment.
Yes, sir.
I'm still with you. Just a moment.
Okay, no problem.
The closest thing I can find is guidelines for close contact personal service businesses.
Okay.
And it's basically saying social distancing and the hand hygiene and disinfection and items to be temporarily disallowed. Someone's commonplace items should be removed or moved. Coffee or water stations should be removed. Excuse me. Should be removed or moved to an area where hands can be washed before and after use. Magazines, books, newspapers, or other publications should be discarded.
Okay.
Candy dishes should be removed. Product testers, samples should be removed. Online scheduling of appointments should be considered to replace the use of appointment cards.
Okay.
Just a moment, it's a lot. And it was saying customer interactions, the following recommendations: reduce the number of individuals in a business at a single time and limit interactions that could be of risk. Appointments.
And then, as far as, like, we do all of that. We do the social distancing. We wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
All that jazz. Do we need to close, though? That's because the last time we had a staff member test positive, we had to close for 2 weeks for quarantine. Do we need to close again for the same thing?
And it's it was just getting to that too. And it says clients should be asked prior to a service if they have been sick or exposed to someone who is sick. If so, services should be deferred for 10 to 14 days.
10 to 14 days. And does that start from the day that they were tested positive or to the day that they first started showing symptoms?
Yeah, that's a good, great technical question. I would probably suggest from the day they started showing symptoms.
10 days from symptoms. Okay. 10 days from symptoms close. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your help.
And you're welcome. And also,
yes, sir.
I hope we've been able to help. If you need more information, please visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov.
Yes, sir. And while I was on hold, I was perusing the sites, but I couldn't find anything at all. So I'm glad I finally got you.
Let me try to see where I had got that from. I had went to the frequently asked questions.
On the Alabama side or the CDC side?
Yeah, the Alabama Public Health .gov side, ADPH.
Okay.
And it was under, hold on, let me tell you. It was got under guidelines for close contact personal service businesses.
Guidelines for close contact businesses.
And then it'll have a Spanish version next to it, but of course, discard that. But thank you for calling Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I hope you have a great day too.
Thanks. You too, sir.
Thanks. Bye-bye.